O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 104. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, how excellent is your greatness. You are clothed with majesty and honor, wrapped in light as in a garment. You spread out the heavens like a curtain and lay the beams of your dwelling place in the waters above. You make the clouds your chariot and ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers and flames of fire your servants. You laid the foundations of the earth that it never should move at any time. You covered it with the deep like a garment. The waters stood high above the hills. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They rose up to the hills and flowed down to the valleys beneath, to the place which you had appointed for them. You have set them their bounds that they should not pass, nor turn again to cover the earth. You send the springs into the brooks, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, and the wild asses quench their thirst. Beside them the birds of the air make their nests and sing among the branches. You water the hills from your dwelling on high. The earth is filled with the fruit of your works. You make grass to grow for the cattle and plants to meet our needs. bringing forth food from the earth, and wine to gladden our hearts, oil to give us a cheerful countenance, and bread to strengthen our hearts. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, in which the birds build their nests, while the fir trees are a dwelling for the stork. The mountains are a refuge for the wild goats, and the stony cliffs for the conies. You appointed the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows the time for its setting. You make darkness that it may be night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The lions roar for their prey, and seek their food from God. The sun rises and they are gone, to lay themselves down in their dens. People go forth to their work, and to their labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea spread far and wide, and there move creatures beyond number, both small and great. There go the ships, and there is that Leviathan, which you have made to play in the deep. All of these look to you, to give them their food in due season. When you give it them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good. When you hide your face, they are troubled. When you take away their breath, they die and return again to the dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will make music to my God while I have my being. So shall my song please him, while I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed out of the earth, and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Alleluia. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. Let us pray. Creator God, send your Holy Spirit to renew this living world, that the whole creation, in its groaning and striving, may know your loving purpose and come to reflect your glory. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy, beginning at chapter 19, verse 1. When the Lord your God has cut off the nations whose land the Lord your God is giving you, and you have dispossessed them and settled in their towns and in their houses, you shall set apart three cities in the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess. You shall calculate the distances and divide into three regions the land that the Lord your God gives you as a possession, so that any homicide can flee to one of them. Now this is the case of a homicide who might flee there and live. That is, someone who has killed another person unintentionally, when the two had not been at enmity before. Suppose someone goes into the forest with another to cut wood, and when one of them swings the axe to cut down a tree, the head slips from the handle and strikes the other person, who then dies. The killer may flee to one of these cities and live. But if the distance is too great, the avenger of blood in hot anger might pursue and overtake and put the killer to death, although a death sentence was not deserved, since the two had not been at enmity before. Therefore I command you, you shall set apart three cities. If the Lord your God enlarges your territory, as he swore to your ancestors, and he will give you all the land that he promised your ancestors to give you, provided you diligently observe this entire commandment that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God and walking always in his ways, Then you shall add three more cities to these three, so that the blood of an innocent person may not be shed in the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, thereby bringing blood guilt upon you. But if someone at enmity with another lies in wait and attacks and takes the life of that person and flees into one of these cities, then the elders of the killer's city shall send to have the culprit taken from there and handed over to the avenger of blood to be put to death. Show no pity. You shall purge the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, so that it may go well with you. You must not move your neighbor's boundary marker set up by former generations on the property that will be allotted to you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess. A single witness shall not suffice to convict a person of any crime or wrongdoing in connection with any offense that may be committed. Only on the evidence of two or three witnesses shall a charge be sustained. If a malicious witness comes forward to accuse someone of wrongdoing, then both parties to the dispute shall appear before the Lord, before the priests and the judges who are in office in those days, and the judges shall make a thorough inquiry. If the witness is a false witness, having testified falsely against another, then you shall do to the false witness just as the false witness had meant to do to the other. So you shall purge the evil from your midst. The rest shall hear and be afraid, and a crime such as this shall never again be committed among you. Show no pity. Life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot.
God is Christ from the dead, the Lamb without spot or stain. Alleluia. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus.
The second reading is from the first letter of Peter, beginning at chapter 2, verse 11. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the desires of the flesh that wage war against the soul. Conduct yourselves honorably among the Gentiles, so that though they malign you as evildoers, they may see your honorable deeds and glorify God when he comes to judge. For the Lord's sake, accept the authority of every human institution, whether of the emperor as supreme or of governors, as sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to praise those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing right you should silence the ignorance of the foolish. As servants of God, live as free people, yet do not use your freedom as a pretext for evil. Honor everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Slaves, accept the authority of your masters with all deference, not only those who are kind and gentle, but also those who are harsh. For it is to your credit if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, where is the credit in that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten. But he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls.
The Lord is my strength and my soul. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my soul. He has become
Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will make you ruler over much. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones, and lifting up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, to remember his promise of mercy, the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will make you ruler over much. Alleluia. Heavenly Father, in every age you raise up pastors and leaders for your church to reflect the light of Christ and to lead us in the way of holiness. We thank you for those who have been shepherds of your flock. Bless your church today with gifts of care and nurture. Give a pastoral heart to bishops, priests, and deacons, and strengthen all who are called to be leaders of your people. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We thank you for the gifts of grace in the lives of the saints. Give wisdom and insight to all in authority in church and state, that they may use their power for good and the benefit of those over whom they are set. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We thank you for those pastors and spiritual directors whose influence is hidden from the world. Bless them in their quiet guidance of those who seek after your holiness and truth. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We thank you for those who give pastoral care to the sick and the suffering. Help those who are distressed through following bad advice. Have mercy on those whose lives lack purpose or direction, and bring them the care they need for wholeness and healing. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We thank you for all who have worked to lead others into the way of truth and are now at rest. Grant us in this life the spiritual guidance and pastoral care that will lead us to eternal life. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Father, make us worthy of everlasting joy, rejoicing in our fellowship with Dunstan and with all your saints, in the glory of your kingdom, where you live and reign, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, who raised up Dunstan to be a true shepherd of the flock, a restorer of monastic life, and a faithful counsellor to those in authority, give to all pastors the same gifts of your Holy Spirit, that they may be true servants of Christ and of all his people. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.